With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
Presidents have, you know, they have to talk about a lot of things. And when they talk about things, they can't talk about everything. And that's why they got a cabinet.
You ever wondered what role a Secretary of Ag has in a presidential cabinet? Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
They hire people and they ask people to go out and say, be the spokesperson for the administration in this area. And I happen to be, as Ag Secretary, it's my part of my responsibility to be the rural spokesperson. So the executive order was one indication. Then in cabinet meetings, the president always asks about what are we doing in rural areas. I mean, and that's not always, that doesn't always happen, okay? So here's a guy that's genuinely concerned about this. He basically directed me to figure this out. You know, I went on the campaign. When he called me to ask me to take this job, he said, I've got some bad news for you. And I thought, well, okay, you know, I've already been in a cabinet. I don't need to, you know, have another job. He says, I want you to go back to Ag. And he said, the reason I do is because you talked about this vision. Well, you've convinced me that it's the right vision. Now you got to go make it happen. That was the bad news. But the resources that we have has allowed us to jumpstart this and to begin to have people understand the possibility. And what I want this audience and every audience I've been speaking to understand is it's not just isolated organic over here and local and regional food over here and processing over here. It's part of a concerted effort to create another model, one that doesn't necessarily require us to not produce. We want to produce. The world needs us to produce. But one that creates more revenue opportunities within that same small and mid-sized farming operation, so that those who choose to remain small or mid-sized, or for whatever reason that's where they are, that they're not faced with the dilemma and the pressure of having to say to the next generation, we just can't continue. So one thing I know about everyone in this room who's a farmer is at the end of the day, that's really what they want, is the ability to say to that next generation, which is true of everybody in America, you always want the next generation to have it better than you had. And I think American farmers will like the ability to be able to say to the next generation, if son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter, if you want to farm, there's opportunity here. And so that's what this is. And it's a system. It's not just an isolated set of programs. It's a holistic approach to try to create as many new profit centers as possible, and then try to create mechanisms through cooperators, through rural business, through the business centers, through mechanisms to make it easy for people to interact with that system, to be able to figure out, well, I can take advantage of that ecosystem market, or I can take advantage of that climate smart agriculture commodity, or I can take advantage of that farm to school program. People have to be able to see how they personally can take advantage of it, and that's the goal.
It's Agriculture Today.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-952-8424. 800-952-8424. 800-952-8424. That's 800-952-8424.